Online campaign group Get Up today presented Prime Minister Tony Abbott with a 17,000-strong signature petition in support of same-sex marriage laws in Australia. The move follows Liberal Democrat Senator David Lyon-Helm's push for the Liberal Party to allow a conscience vote. Stephanie Richards reports.
New Liberal Democrat Senator David Lyon-Helm is a Conservative who's stirring things up in the federal parliament. He's a supporter of euthanasia, is in favour of loosening gun reform, and now believes it is time for the Australian Parliament to allow gay people to get married.
My feeling is that the time is right to succeed. The push for it has mostly come from left-wing parties, the Greens and the left faction in Labor. They've met with quite a lot of resistance from the Conservatives and the Liberal Party. My feeling is that it's not a left-wing issue, it's a liberty issue. It's a matter of getting the government out of your private life and letting you make choices for yourself without the government intruding into it. My feeling is that because quite a lot of the Liberals understand that thinking, understand the idea of individual freedom, they're a lot more sympathetic to me than they would be if it was coming from one of the left-wing parties.
Senator Lyon-Helm doesn't believe Get Up's petition will influence Tony Abbott to change his stance on same-sex marriage, but is confident the Prime Minister will eventually grant Liberal parliamentarians a conscience vote.
I think the battle is not over whether there's a conscience vote, and I don't think the petition will change Mr Abbott's mind. I don't think it would matter how many were in it. I don't think that would influence him, but I do think he is inclined to favour a conscience vote, and more to the point, the party room is inclined to favour a conscience vote. I think the bigger question will be whether there's a majority in favour of my bill.
The Senator has been considering what cards he has up his sleeve to persuade the Coalition, including trading off on a vote on supporting temporary protection visas for asylum seekers. But he says that may not be necessary.
There are some things about which I don't really care that much either way. They don't fit within my party's libertarian principles, so therefore my vote could be used as leverage, if you like.
Jed Horner from the New South Wales Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby says he's pleased the Senator is pushing for marriage equality, but is not entirely comfortable with him trading off gay marriage for asylum seeker issues.
But on the other hand, marriage equality is a critical issue. We know that an overwhelming majority of Australians want this to occur in this parliamentary term and in our lifetime. So this is real politics, and I suppose that's something we'll have to accept.
Rodney Croom from Australian Marriage Equality is sceptical about talk of a trade-off.
We don't believe that the right for same-sex couples to marry should be traded with anyone else's human rights, and so we're sceptical about that. But at the same time, of course, we applaud the fact that he's such a strong supporter of marriage equality.
But the Liberals aren't the only people Senator Lyon-Helm will have to convince. He also has to convince the Palmer United Party.
I have been told that they have agreed quite some months ago that they would have a conscience vote on all social issues, and this is clearly a social issue, not an economic issue. So assuming they're still sticking to that policy, then I'm thinking that it will be a conscience vote for each of them as well. Now, what their individual position is on that, I don't know. I haven't raised it with them.
Senator Lyon-Helm's bill will be put to the Parliament sometime in September, but what is his plan if the bill fails?
I will probably delay it until I have a reasonable level of confidence that we have a majority. So that'll give all those in favour of same-sex marriage the opportunity to lobby their MPs and see if we can get the numbers there. But let's suppose it comes to a vote and it goes down. I will have the remainder of my six-year term to bring it back again. And I would bring it back. I mean, its time is coming. If it hasn't arrived already, it's not far off. So we'll win this in due course.
Liberal Democrat Senator David Lyon-Helm ending that report by Stephanie Richards.